Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Thou must turn unto me, saith the Lord. Do not do the things that you are doing. Turn away from them. For when you kindle my anger, saith God, the winds shall blow, and the rains shall increase.
Will you fear yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spare yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, we've all heard that we should love the sinner but not the sin. Well, some churches and people are taking that too literally. They're allowing people who are coupling with the same sex in the pulpit. Psalm 26:9, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my soul with bloody men. We are to love these people, but we are to let them know they are doing wrong, and we don't accept their continuing to live in their sins. If they don't turn from their sins, we must turn our backs on them, no matter how much it hurts. I know the devil has planted these people right in our families, and that makes it harder. But we have to let them know they have to change, or God will turn his back on them forever. Isaiah 13:9, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. We must set the example, my friends. If we don't, we will be held accountable. May we all be held blameless when he comes. We can't let them think what they're doing is okay with God or us. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Tonight's quick verses, Matthew chapter 13, verses 38, 39, and 40. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, I need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the air. That is, if you want to keep Signs on the air, or to help keep it on the air, my. Wednesday nights are safe right now, but after January, that could change. And that is why I will look forward to finding your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week. If you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that, and I thank you so much. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Matthew chapter 13, verses 49, 50, and 51. So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. My dear listening friends, Almighty Yahweh's holy word teaches us very clearly what we are to expect at the end of the world. Here it tells us the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. That word sever means to separate, to mark off from others, to exclude as disputable, to set boundaries, to limit contact with the just. The word just is equally extensive in meaning here. It means those who seem to themselves to be righteous, who pride themselves to be righteous, who pride themselves in their virtue of moral excellence. Those wicked who are separated are cast into hell. There's nothing excellent about them. Where they experience such discomfort, they cry out in pain and suffering that never ceases. It's not a place where you want to go, my friends. Jesus knew this, so he said very clearly, have you understood all these things? And they quickly answered that they understood. How about you, my friends? Do you understand what I have just taught? I can assure you that the alternative of not understanding is a direction you do not want to go in. So let's get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right and get ready with God while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2, 3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am that sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For yea, saith God, victory is not what you think it is. Victory is not what you have been taught it is. For victory in me is very special, saith the Lord. And I give it very sparingly to those who know me and love me and are called by my name. If you would like victory, now is the time to turn. O earth, turn from your wicked and your evil ways. Turn, O Sodom and Gomorrah, turn, all you who are weary and heavy laden. You will not find rest in the things that you are doing and saying, but only rest in my word, my life, and my victory, saith God.
Peace, peace, you say. But I say unto you, suddenly destruction will come upon you. For you have rejected your God who has come to you, says God. Cry out to me. I, the Lord God, have made things all set for my glory and my pleasure. Cry out, I say. Cry out, I say, for I am here for you, says the Lord.
Let's try to understand it is the time of the end as we watch the signs and we search the end times prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times program. Tonight's 5070 program is not fully sponsored, but Anton from Michigan has sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor part of this Wednesday program. So how about it, Wednesday night listeners? Will you respond like Anton did to the need to support Wednesdays and fill in the gap? Without your help, Wednesday nights will be in trouble again at the end of January. Please, will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you help, and then sit down and write your letter to P.O. Box 122 right away. I pray, Lord, you bless all those who keep every one of your signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news of my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
$128 million Americans now on government assistance. The takers nearly outnumber the producers. Politicians spin, dodge, and lie their way around inconvenient truths, so to speak, but it is hard to explain away cold, hard facts and raw numbers, though they still try. No doubt more than a few of Washington's elite will try to dance around this disturbing statistic. The total number of Americans receiving some form of government assistance has surpassed 128 million. Wow. That's more than one in three, Watchman comment. I personally believe this dependence on government assistance programs is a must, as the New World Order elitists push on towards the Antichrist 666, their beast system mark. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. For it is a number of a man, the number of the beast, 666, continuing. Watchman comment, the next two reports are not meant for medical advice, but to increase your knowledge of your possible choices. Want to avoid the flu epidemic? Here's how to stay healthy with elderberry. Dr. Madeline Mukulu of Hadassah Hebrew University Medical Center has made it a life mission to study the healing properties of elderberry. She found 20% of individuals suffering from the flu had significant relief within 24 hours when elderberry extract was consumed. Sore throat, coughing, fever, and muscle aches were reduced. 73% felt better after the second day. Within 3 days, 90% were completely cured. Compare
this, with the usual week or so, it takes the average person to recover from the flu without intervention. Additionally, a British in vitro study found that black elderberry extract was over 99% effective in combating avian bird flu H5N1. And in Panama, elderberry juice was successfully used to treat the 1995 flu pandemic. And one more. The pharmaceutical industry would have us believe that the only means of preventing the flu is to get a flu shot. This could not be further from the truth. Flu vaccines are dangerous and ineffective, and there are excellent ways for you to boost your immune system and stay healthy. The most important measure for flu prevention is to take vitamin D3, adults 5,000 IU, children 2,000 IU, and babies 1,000 IU. Throughout the colder months of the year, vitamin D is essential for healthy immune function. Watchman inserting a comment, I am not giving you this as advice. This is just what this report says. You do as you see fit. Continuing. Finally, flu shots are detrimental to your health. They can cause flu symptoms and several other adverse effects, including a syndrome of muscle paralysis. Many reviews of flu vaccines have shown their ineffectiveness, especially in young children and seniors. The author of that report was Dr. Randall Neustadter, OMD, who has practiced and taught holistic medicine for more than 30 years in the San Francisco Bay Area. He is the one that was recommending the 5,000 for adults, 2,000 for children, and 1,000 IU for babies of vitamin D3, not Brother Johnson. Although Brother Johnson does take it, continuing. White House responds to all of those secession petitions, stating there's no right to secede. More than two dozen states from all corners of America filed online White House petitions after USA President Obama's victory over Governor Mitt Romney, calling for the government to allow them to secede. The Obama administration stated this, "The Founding Fathers enshrined in the Constitution the right to change the national government at the ballot box, but not the right to secede." The Obama administration further stated, "The Supreme Court held that the Constitution and all its provisions looks to an indestructible union composed of indestructible states." Watchman comment, "My, oh my, the Obama administration has consistently stated that our beloved, at least my beloved, American Constitution is outdated. Yet now, when they need that beloved American Constitution to try to stop secessions, it is suddenly indestructible. Hey, Obama folks, you simply cannot have it both ways. The Constitution is either indestructible or it isn't. I choose indestructible because that's exactly what it is. The rest is lies." How many will call my 24/7 record line in the next 24 hours and just say to this Obama administration, "I believe my American Constitution is indestructible," and I'll put as many on the air as I can. If you call in, if you don't call in, I can't put it on the air. It's one way to fight back. Give me a call. I can only afford one line. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. That will repeat at the end of the program, and if you feel free enough, please say your state on the recorder. Be blessed. Give me a call. Let's get on this thing. Continuing. More Obama drama. Harry Reid named as recipient in massive bribe case. A Utah businessman is rocking both state and national politics after claiming Utah Attorney General John Shallow helped him broker a deal with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to make a federal investigation into his company quietly disappear. My, oh my, what have I been telling you? Continuing. New island rises from the sea off German coast. An island the size of 25 football fields has appeared seemingly out of nowhere off the coast of Germany. The landmass, which is composed of sandbanks, gradually emerged from the violent waters of the North Sea over the past few years. Bird Island, named after the seabirds who rest, nest, or feed on the island dunes that are up to almost 5 meters high. Winds blow seeds from across Europe, and 49 species of plants have been detected on it. Detlef Hansen head of the National Park, said, "This is, for us conservationists, anything but ordinary." Watchman comment, "Of course it is not ordinary. It is prophetical. I prophesied this way back in August of 2007, and here it is."
"Yea, saith the Lord, have you not heard the prophetic words that I have given unto you? Have you not seen then the fulfillments follow? Have you not seen the islands that I told you would come out from the sea? Have you not heard my voice? Have you not known my voice? Why do you still resist it, says the Lord? Do you not believe that when all these things have been fulfilled, and more will come to be fulfilled, that the fulfillment of the second coming of my Son is no less as true, saith God?"
Continuing, gun grabbers are the most violent people of all, history shows. Throughout history, some of the most sadistic, depraved, and violent global leaders were most notable for, of all things, their imposition of strict gun control. But Obama, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Piers Morgan, and others will never admit it because doing so does not support their political anti-gun agendas. Obama, Cuomo, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and others in positions of power want to restrict and ban American guns. They want control, and you can better control the masses when those masses are unarmed, or at least underarmed. And make no mistake about it, Obama would love to be able to govern unopposed. During a trip to Burma just days after winning re-election, Obama said in a speech, quote, "Now, on the other hand, as president, I cannot just impose my will on Congress, the Congress of the United States, even though sometimes I wish I could," close quote. Watchman comment, that's exactly what he's trying to do now. Continuing, Obama interested in Allah is God curriculum. C-Scope, the controversial online curriculum that taught Allah is God and currently is used in 80% of Texas school districts, has caught the attention of the Obama administration's Department of Education. A source in Texas education system has said that Common Core operatives in the U.S. Department of Education are actually pursuing C-Scope as a way around legislative process. There you go again. Wicca, which is witchcraft, was taught in C-Scope curriculum alongside Christianity. In C-Scope World History Social Studies, Lesson 2, Unit 3, under the heading Classical Rome, students were told that Christianity is a cult. This lesson has since been removed or hidden in C-Scope. Continuing, while trying to disarm American citizens, Obama grants himself armed security protection for life. The USA President Obama has signed into law a measure giving him, George W. Bush, and future and former presidents and their spouses lifetime Secret Service protection at taxpayer expense. The legislation, which was introduced by Representative Trey Gowdy, Republican South Carolina, reverses a law passed in the mid-1990s opposing a 10-year limit on Secret Service protection for former commanders-in-chief. Watchman comment, there you go, just like I've told you, the Republicans, they're no different than the Democrats, not anymore, they're all communist socialists. Continuing with my thought, when they initially passed the 10-year limit legislation, supporters said it would save taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. Therefore, my math tells me this will cost U.S. taxpayers billions. The point is, as this president moves to limit your right to self-defense, he obviously sees no irony in ensuring that he and his family are well protected for the rest of their lives and all on the taxpayer's dime. Continuing, Obama, some gun control measures I can accomplish through executive action. My understanding is the vice president is going to provide a range of steps that we can take to reduce gun violence, said Obama. Some of them will require legislation. Some of them I can accomplish through executive action. Watchman comment, I know that one might be a little old, but I wanted you to hear what he said because it wasn't widely reported on by the mainstream media. Some of them will require legislation, he said, and some of them I can accomplish through executive action. In other words, getting around Congress. This is totally totalitarian. It has absolutely nothing to do with controlling mass shootings in schools or otherwise. It is about a German Hitler Russian Stalin takeover. Don't believe me? You soon will. 666, the end of days, are upon you, America, and that's the truth. As they mess with this nonsense, they are taking America over the physical cliff. They want to take America down. And the only way they can accomplish that is to take the American guns, and that may cause another civil war. And no, I am not for a war of any sort. No one in their right mind would be. I am just saying that if they do this, it's going to cause an uprising in America like never seen before. Are we going to become a third world country fighting its own government? My, oh my. Continuing. Attention, my dear friends. The Israel Temple Institute, as it moved to its new headquarters, took a giant laver with it. A statement by the Temple Institute said the basin, which is 2.5 meters or 8.2 feet tall and 2.8 meters or 9.1 foot in diameter, is kosher for the use of the Third Temple and can be used to purify 12 priests at once. My. Watchman comment. This looks like a precursor of building the Third Temple, which is a last days end time sign that the Orthodox Jews are about to begin animal sacrifice again. That's the only reason for the laver. That, in my opinion, would be the worst abomination that could be what the Holy Scriptures calls the abomination that causes desolation, which would be worse, much worse, than the doctrine of the 666 Antichrist standing in the temple that most preach. Continuing. A world without America. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has repeatedly declared that a world without America is not only desirable, it is achievable. While that sentiment wasn't embraced in Obama's inaugural address, all other things being equal, it seems likely to be the practical effect of his second term. Of course, Iran's regime seeks a world literally without America. More to the point, Ahmadinejad and the mullahs in Tehran are working tirelessly to secure the means by which to accomplish that. My. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled Eternal Victory. My dear listening friends, support for this program, especially Wednesday nights, is truly needed, and if you are not a supporter of Signs and you are able to send support, ask God. That's the way to do it. Ask Him how much support He would have you send, and then respond to God accordingly. Just send your checks or money orders, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can do that by leaving your address off and enclosing cash. But I do put in a self-addressed stamped offering envelope when I reply to letters with addresses. That is only a courtesy. You can use the stamp for whatever. Just please don't use my stamp to send an offering to others who have so much support coming in while Signs has so few supporters. If you have prayed and you are ready to write, here's the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2, Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, State, New York, just abbreviate N-Y, zip 1-3-7-9-7. My, oh my, I sure will be looking forward to hearing from you and seeing your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your prayer and your obedience to our Lord. Now that devotional to help keep you informed, titled Eternal Victory, Genesis chapter 45, verse 7. And God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. My dear listening friends, the Christian life is one of absolute adventure, don't you know? You will not be delivered from all of life's adversities, for you are being trained to reign.
In all things, you are to be victorious in Christ, though. The victory is yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Romans chapter 8, verse 37, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. You are to seek Almighty Yahweh's glory for His great name's sake in all that you do or say. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. In that, my dear listening friends, is found the power of prayer for every child of our awesome Almighty God. John chapter 14, verse 13, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 29. You can be more than conquerors in Christ. In all of the struggles upon you, you possess the eternal victory which has been given unto you in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, Revelation chapter 21, chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. My, oh my dear friends, there's a good study for you. Some of my friends in Africa are going to have a lot of fun with that one. Get ready. Amen and amen. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
And therefore God exalted Jesus. So though that he had died 3 days later, he rose from the dead and rose to the right hand of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And if you put your faith and trust in Him, today you shall be saved. You shall be born again. You shall know with confidence that you will be in eternity with Almighty God.
My dear listening friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last day we live in. Tonight's program needs support in January to keep it on in February. Please remember, tune in 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Power Frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. That's Saturday, 4840, 9 p.m. Here is the address to write one more time, but a little faster. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. LISLENY13797. My friends, here is a letter I received recently from a brother in Michigan. I wonder if it is worth it to send cash. And then he says, hoping postal workers are trustworthy. He says, I listen on 4840 and 5070. Reception is real good. God bless, Maranatha. And a $20 cash offering was included, and I thank him for supporting 5070. My dear listening friends, some have been burned so bad by others, not Brother Johnson, but others, who consistently ask for money as they send letter after letter. They just won't give anymore because of that. That is why I say an anonymous letter can be sent with no address and using cash. That way it remains anonymous. But it's okay to send your checks or money orders. Just make it out to Signs, wrap it up well, and pray over it. Cash, check, or money order. God is able to get it through. Is He not? Amen. He sure is. And I get the help I need to stay on the air. Just pray, friends. That's the key. Others have so many supporters, while Signs has only a few.
Hi, Pastor Johnson. This is Don out of Northeast Georgia. I just listened to your Wednesday night program on your Coming In 5x5. Thanks for the message, and thanks for putting the truth out. God bless you. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Don. I sure do appreciate it, and I want to bless you right back, my brother. Maranatha. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or pen and paper ready. I'm only going to say it once. Here it comes, very slowly. 1. Area code 607. Phone number 201-5663. Thank you so much, my dear friends. I sure do appreciate you. It is such a joy to have you here with me tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, He is coming soon. Can't you see the signs? Signs listeners are the best, and Signs Radio cannot stand the air without your support. And remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.